FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The family of slain MUT lecturer Chanlal Dwarika says the sentencing of the men behind his murder is a small victory compared to their loss. The 61-year-old was abducted in June 2023 outside a property he was renovating in Sea Cow Lake. His body was found in a bush in Inanda a week later. Yesterday, the Durban High Court sentenced Thobani Mhlongo and Gwanele Makhaya to life imprisonment for Dwarika's murder. Their co-accused, Siyabonga Mahaye, was handed an effective 20-year term for kidnapping and robbery, while a fourth person was acquitted. The slain lecturer's daughter, Ayushi Dwarika Rajbansi, says the trial took a toll on the family.
We accept the Judge Hadebe's ruling. We think it's fair. It does give us some sort of comfort knowing that these perpetrators have been caught and are held accountable for their actions. It's mixed emotions. This week was quite heavy for us and emotional for us as well. The justice system did prevail. We have to give thanks to the SAPS unit, the reaction unit, the state advocate who represented us.
The Association of Meat Importers and Exporters is calling for a more balanced approach to future imports. It's responding to the recent outbreak of avian influenza in Brazil, which has seen the country suspend its poultry exports. The association says this will see a shortfall in key poultry products in South Africa. The organization's Imamaleng Motebe says this will hit low-income consumers the most.
Regionalization, as endorsed by the World Organization for Animal Health, would enable continued imports from unaffected regions of Brazil. This approach is critical given their projected shortfall in key poultry products like mechanically deboned meat, MDM, chicken feet, and gizzards. Such a move would help stabilize prices, protect jobs in the import, the processing, and retail sectors.
In other news, KZN Health has singled out men and young adults as those defaulting on their antiretroviral treatment the most. MEC Nomagugu Simelane told the health committee yesterday that among these are teenagers who are born with HIV and those who've just found out about their status.
The teenage years are the rebellious years, and we found that most of them, once they discover what treatment they were taking and what the treatment is for, they would become very angry and very resentful and therefore drop out.
The department says it wants to trace over 117,000 defaulters in KZN by the end of the year. In the US, investigations are continuing after a number of people died when a small aircraft came down in San Diego. The crash killed the plane's passengers, but no one on the ground was injured. Authorities say the crash damaged around 10 homes and several cars and left jet fuel throughout the air. In a clip from Sky News, local resident Larry Wade says he helped some of his neighbors to safety.
I started running down the street, saw a lot of families that were just displaced from their homes. So I ran over here to the chapel, I popped open the doors, and whoever needed a place to come, this was the place.
The top story, the family of slain MUT lecturer Chanlal Dwarika says the sentencing of the men behind his murder is a small victory compared to their loss. Yesterday, the Durban High Court sentenced three men to various prison terms for the 61-year-old's murder. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.